PTH or PUL. I mean, it's not going to happen. Are they ever going to be happening, those films or whatever it's going to be, channels? Gosh. Anyway, one of them. Here we have Down on the Ground. If we want, it's old Pio walking in the forest, little forest patch near to his home, which she joyfully and greedily takes part of by taking walks in it as soon as the weather allows. And then on top there, a helicopter comes, and actually it just so happens that one comes because he's next to the airport. So they often come that way. But anyway, and he's looking up at that helicopter. And there's another one, a green one. The first one was gray. Kind of dark, metal-ish. Kind of little heavy corporate look. Not the happy chappy one, but the look here. The bosses of an important, heavy, serious company comes. And then we are in that chopper inside, and there he is, or she, or two, or three, the top people in a top corporation in Stockholm. There's a Stockholmers, you see, in case you don't know them. Well, we in the small towns of Sweden call them the little Americans. I would like to call them New Yorkers, and then in Gothenburg you have the LAers. But the Swedes in general, it's as if they have this need of being the America of Scandinavia, with the others looking up at Sweden sometimes, well, you know, with a mixed adoration and envy. So here he is, creme de la creme, or they, and that darkest metal brushed chopper coming in towards the airport, right there in the center of Stockholm. And we just follow their talk there, their discussion, and how different it is from that on down there where Pio walks, just 100 meters below them. Because here they live, yes, in the kind of heaven, the higher realms of the superiors, the rich ones, the powerful ones, the big influential leaders, and so on. Or it could be a Rick that walks under there. No, Pio, because it's in Sweden. We could make it American also, sure. But anyway, and then they have this dialogue, which could be very interesting. The first one I had was that they are not really the extreme top of that corporation. They are slightly minor supreme heads of it. And maybe they are not actually meant to use that chopper, the corporate chopper, because the executives in general, I mean those in the leadership position, manager positions, that's what I meant, the managers in general, they're supposed to fly by normal air ways. First class, sure, fine if it's available, a business card, yeah, you can temporarily rent if you're a group, yeah, but to use this chopper is for the top ones, a couple of levels above. But one of them is kind of part of that gang. He managed to, well, he had some connections and he's almost up there, and so it's okay and it's important. Business critical mission here, you know, and then the others are laughing and we can see that they're holding little bottles of liquor in their hands, and maybe even some puff in the nose and puff on a joint or something, I don't know, I mean. So we can see they are really having a good time, and then they laugh and they say, yeah, yeah. Pretty good hotel, and the beach was, yep. So it was just another one of those, which corporations do have among the top people up there. Conferences, this and that, right? So they had been Canary Islands or something, I don't know if you go with a chopper there, but something. And the other guy said, well, it took a long time. Well, it's more fun this way, come on. Enjoy yourself. And that person was maybe a kind of accountant type. So we could just build up a little gang there of the typical top executives in a very, very huge corporation. I mean, we're really talking about those who are up there fighting in the top of the world business war. And yes, we can show it a little like that, and then we jump over to another chopper, the green one, and there you have military guys sitting and girls. And I don't know what their dialogue would be. Maybe they are actually just serving. I have to give that respect, that there's a little discipline, and they are behaving otherwise, you know. Little joke here and there. beer or drink, so okay, we're on the way home. And, well, it could be either that they are out playing their mock war for their government who needs to show the world how much they are against that evil big country next door, which the leaders of another country across the sea, far across the sea, had told them to hate, but then changed their minds, and then the leaders of their own country here, Sweden, being very duty-bound, and of course the top political leaders up there. They're just small town people who want to be big and be part of that tough gang. A powerful gang, whether it's or a prophet or whatever. So they are sitting up there and it's all going south off the wall, their whole plans and their predictions and everything, but they have to pretend it's still going fine, because otherwise they lose their face. Well, they were wrong. So they have to wait until the next one comes in, just like they did there over in the West. Of course, then he blames them. Anyway, they get out of the spotlight. So that we can show that stuff. So then we have our soldiers coming back from that fake military operation. That's one possible version of it. And also, you know, just pretending to be very militaric and disciplined and all of that, duty bound. Well, they are, so they just stick to that and pretend there is a war, which there really isn't, because the other big one over there with 5,000 nuclear bombs, when you have none, are not interested in fighting with you. So they are out there by the coast and faking attacks and all kinds of things. Just like some say these U-boats, submarines, who started hanging out in this Swedish archipelago. It's actually the Americans. Something fishy was going on there. So we can show that also. So there we are with all that. And then we then switch over to the politicians who sit there in their building on top of the world, or just actually, they're sitting out in their nice archipelago house there. They have a big, nice house. Really off, so no one can approach it. And they are just sitting there with their friends and talking some politics, playing pool, doing it. Looking like a British men's club in London or something, with a Swedish version. Or it could also be that when they land, those three, yeah, that's how it could be. Each one coming in a helicopter. There was a red one too, medical maybe. And they could discuss all these fake pandemics and whatever. We can take it as far as we want. So there are these choppers coming in, they're landing, and then they all meet at the same men's club out there in the archipelago with the politicians and the military and the big business guys, even the big pharma if we want to throw that in, but that's very pointed. Well, why not? So yeah, we could put that in there. Again, either TH and or POL.